As an OBGYN and podcast host, I'm excited to share a resource that empowers mothers and mothers-to-be in managing their pelvic floor and core health. It's called Informed Pregnancy Plus, and it offers access to essential workshops that can significantly enhance your understanding and care of your body during and after pregnancy. Discover The Core Connection, a foundational 5-episode series by Natalie Headings, a pre-postnatal exercise specialist. This series covers the basics of pelvic floor health, teaches key postural adjustments, and shows you how to activate your core properly. For a more comprehensive experience, check out Mindful Movement. This premium series provides in-depth content, including practical exercises and personalized strategies to strengthen your body. It's like having a pelvic health expert in your home. You can try the full subscription streaming library of Informed Pregnancy Plus absolutely free. Visit informedpregnancy.tv to start an empowered journey toward a healthier motherhood. Take this step for your health, your body, and your baby will thank you. Back in the day when my girls were born, it was not easy to share photos and videos with loved ones, but you have a fantastic option available, the Family Album app. The Family Album app was created in 2015 and has operated in the long term to give parents a secure and easy way to share photos and videos with loved ones. It's a totally secure personal haven for your family's memories. I love that there's no third-party ads, no unwanted eyes. Now, let me share some of the great features that make the Family Album app a go-to app. First off, the app automatically sorts photos and videos by month, allowing you to swipe back in time and see how your child has grown. No more scrolling through endless feeds or searching through folders. Another cool feature about the Family Album app is you can order 8 free photo prints every month to be delivered to your home. It's really nice to have some tangible pictures to hold onto or share to document each month of your baby's life. Plus, the Family Album app has unlimited storage and it is totally free. Yes, you heard that right. No more worrying about running out of space or being bombarded by ads when you're just trying to relive those heartwarming moments. So if you are still trying to use other messaging apps for your kids' photos, it is time to level up your family photo game with a free photo sharing app. Head over to the App Store today, search Family Album, it's all one word, download the app, and start creating a legacy of love one photo at a time. This episode is about sex during pregnancy, so if you don't want any kiddos to hear it, now's the time to put on some headphones. Welcome to the All About Pregnancy and Birth podcast. If you're having a baby in the hospital, you are giving birth in a system that too often takes away power from women over what happens in their own bodies. I'm Dr. Nicole Calloway Rankins, a practicing board-certified OBGYN who's had the privilege of helping well over 1,000 babies into this world. I've been a doctor for over 20 years, and I'm here to help you take back your power, advocate for yourself, and have the beautiful pregnancy and birth that you deserve. This podcast is for educational purposes only, and it's not a substitute for medical advice. Check out the full disclaimer at drnicolerankins.com/disclaimer. Now let's get to it. Hello there. Welcome to this short episode of the podcast. If you're a new listener, welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome. I'm so glad that you are spending some time with me today. So this is adult content in this episode. So if you don't want any kiddos to listen, now's the time to switch to something else or put on some headphones. And I'm going to start off the episode with a story about how I pulled a sex toy out of someone's vagina. So what happened was I got a call from one of those freestanding emergency departments about a patient who had a butt plug sex toy stuck in her vagina for 4 days. Yes, you heard that correctly. The toy had been stuck in her vagina for 4 days. Now, the emergency room doctor tried to get it out, but she felt like she didn't have a tool that could grasp it. Like, she said she could feel it, but she couldn't quite grasp it in order to pull it out. So she wanted to send her to my hospital and see a gynecologist to have it removed. So the patient came to the hospital. She drove herself to my hospital from the freestanding emergency room. She was there with her husband. They were a super sweet, really lovely couple. Really, all I had to do was put on a glove, used a ton of lubrication, and gently pulled out the toy. I put it in a plastic bag, and they said they were going to make some type of a keepsake from it. And she gave me a huge hug because she felt a lot better having this toy out of her vagina that had been there for 4 days. Now, a few lessons that I want to share with you from this story. Number one, people put a lot of things in their vagina, y'all. I've seen candles, I've seen light bulbs, I've seen deodorant cans, just to name a few. So it's actually not that unusual that people put different things in their vagina. And in this particular case, this patient wasn't pregnant. She was using sex toys, obviously. And I want you to know that using sex toys in pregnancy or really anytime is perfectly fine. Normal, natural, healthy, if that's what you're into. Just make sure any toys, particularly in pregnancy, that you put in your vagina are clean and that toys don't go from the rectum to the vagina, because that can introduce potentially harmful bacteria into the vagina. So you don't want to go from rectum to vagina. You can go the other way, but don't go from rectum to vagina. The other thing from this story that I want you to know is I want to encourage all of you to be comfortable enough with your body that you can touch all parts of your body inside and out. This patient hadn't tried to get the toy out herself. And I think if she would have just reached in her vagina and grabbed the toy with some lubrication, she could have taken it out herself. So I want you to be comfortable with your body, that you can touch all parts of your body. And then a few more things about sex and pregnancy. Sex is perfectly fine during an uncomplicated pregnancy. It is perfectly normal. It is perfectly natural. And by that, I mean, actually oral sex, anal sex, vaginal sex, all of those things are fine. This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents. Their mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. Using the latest in breast milk science, ByHeart created a clinically proven, easy-to-digest infant formula that's made with organic, grass-fed whole milk, certified clean ingredients, and features a patented protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Their blend includes the most abundant protein found in breast milk, alpha-lac, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum. In addition to its patented protein blend, their formula includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey to casein ratio, like in early breast milk, which is tailor-made for a newborn's digestive system and makes it an easy-to-digest formula. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code Dr. Nicole for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. Vaginal penetration will not harm your baby. Your baby is protected by being in your uterus, by the amniotic fluid, by the cervical mucus. So sex is totally fine. Some women will actually experience an increase in their sex drive during pregnancy. So if that is you, then that is you. It is not abnormal. Some women may actually experience, an increase in sex drive during pregnancy. You also may have some changes during pregnancy that impact sex. For example, you may feel extra wet or moist in your vagina just because of the changes in the hormones that may happen. You may have some breast sensitivity that makes touching your breast like a no-no, an absolute no-no. So breast sensitivity is totally normal during pregnancy. Also during pregnancy, certain positions may or may not be comfortable, or they may be uncomfortable. So do whatever positions you feel comfortable with. Towards the end of pregnancy, being on your back may not be ideal or comfortable. So either you can be on top, you can do sex from like behind where you're on your hands and knees, you can be on your side. Those positions may work best. And also, you may sometimes experience contractions during an orgasm that is totally normal. Orgasm-associated contractions are typically mild. They typically subside very quickly, so nothing to worry about. And you may also have some light spotting after sex during pregnancy because the cervix is more sensitive. So if you see a little bit of bleeding after sex, that is totally normal too. And then at the end of pregnancy, prostaglandins that are in semen may actually help stimulate labor. So sex during pregnancy at the end may help bring on labor. Now, there are some instances where you should not have sex. And by that, I mean vaginal penetration, like nothing should be in your vagina. So if you are at risk for miscarriage or you have a history of past miscarriages, then you really want to wait until after that first trimester and make sure everything's okay before you do vaginal penetration. If you are at risk for preterm labor, you've been having contractions, that's, you know, before 37 weeks of pregnancy, then you may want to back off on the vaginal penetration. If you're having vaginal bleeding, discharge, cramping, and don't know the cause, then again, nothing in the vagina. Go get that checked out to be seen. If your water's broken, then no vaginal penetration, no sex after your water is broken. If your cervix is dilated early in pregnancy, so you're threatened preterm labor, then you don't want to have any vaginal penetration. And then if your placenta is too low in the uterus, that's placenta previa, where the placenta is overlying the opening of the cervix, that can be dangerous, then no sex, nothing in your vagina during pregnancy. Now, of course, you can have other ways that you can be intimate, but you just can't have any vaginal penetration. Okay, so that's it for this short episode on sex during pregnancy. Did anything surprise you? Let me know. Reach out to me on Instagram. I'm on Instagram at Dr. Nicole Rankins. My DMs are all the way open. Also, subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening to me right now so you never, ever, ever miss an episode. And I would appreciate you leaving a 5-star review in Apple Podcast if you love the show. Also, share this podcast with a friend. It helps me to reach and serve more pregnant folks. So if you think this podcast is useful, then share it with others. So that's it for this episode. Do come on back next week and remember that you deserve a beautiful pregnancy and birth.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.